Jones. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 22, 1903. Elder Jones. My dear brother, I have written another letter to Dr. Kellogg, which I send to you with the request that you read it to him at the first favorable opportunity. I greatly desire that every effort possible shall be made to encourage him to listen to the warnings, the counsels, and the encouragements which the Lord has given to me for him. And I know that if this letter falls into his hands at a time when he is weary or worried and perplexed, its true spirit and meaning may not be understood. If you seek a suitable opportunity to read it to him, and your prayers and entreaties are mingled with the words of entreaty which the Lord sends through me, there may be more hope of a lasting impression for good. Tomorrow I will send to you two testimonies which ought to be read to our brethren assembled at Battle Creek attending the Medical Missionary Council. Several copies will be sent to you so that after the MSS have been read, copies can be placed in the hands of those who ought to have them. Single copies will also be sent to Elder Daniels and Dr. Paulson. It will be well for you to counsel with them as to when and how these matters should be brought before the council in the way that will do the most good. I appeal to you, Brother Jones, to bring forcibly before the leading medical men the necessity of their doing thorough work at this time in the matter of investigating the true business standing of our medical institutions. Let there be no superficial work. It is also the duty of our medical men to study into the reasons why the managers of the Boulder Sanitarium have not made payment to the General Conference Association of a portion of the indebtedness of that institution. If in the management of the medical missionary work there has been a grasping spirit to receive as much as possible from the General Conference, and then to hold every advantage without consideration of the financial condition of the conference, our medical men in responsible positions should not close their eyes to it or consent to have this condition of things continue. After the conference, I was very weak, but the Lord is giving me strength day by day to write the things which I am sending forward to the council. I pray that there may be a humbling of proud hearts before the Lord, that there may be confession of sins and a turning to the Lord. I shall be glad to hear from you when you have time to write. In much love.